every day, me and you. The Good News and Shoes.
This is the Jesus Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
Good News and Shoes.
Welcome back to the Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen. For over 25 years, Kurt Owen has been helping people worldwide learn how to live victoriously by applying the promises in the Bible to their everyday life. Today, Kurt Owen is continuing a vital teaching entitled Changing Your Life. This message will revolutionize your life. Let's listen in.
Hello, I'm Kurt Owen. Welcome back to Victory is Assured. Once again, important announcement. We will be going off the radio March 31st. So if you want to continue to hear these podcasts, these broadcasts, you can go to KurtOwen.com, KurtOwen.com. And the partners make it possible for those to be absolutely free. Not only that, we're gonna be jumping in the middle of something today that I've taught a lot about over a lot of sessions, and you're gonna need to catch up. You need to listen to them over and over again to make sure that you get things in context. And you can go to KurtOwen.com. Now, starting on April 1st, my wife is gonna be teaching. They're gonna be taking some of her services. I strongly recommend that if you're in the Port St. Lucie or really anywhere in the Treasure Coast, that you would attend her church. Church is not about music. Church is about having a greater understanding of who Jesus is and learning to walk in His Word. And that's one thing you can get at both of our real-life churches, both in Clewiston and in Port St. Lucie. Pastor Sean, Pastor Jimmy are in Clewiston. Pastor Terry is in Port St. Lucie, and I float between both of them from time to time. So now we've been talking about this parable of the sower. We've been talking about how to change your life forever and how to get the word to work for you. And we're talking about some things that hinder the word. We've already looked at the first two grounds where people didn't understand the word. They received the word only emotionally and then quit. And now we've got into verse 19, Mark 4. Let's start in verse 18. Now these are the ones sown among thorns, and these are the ones who hear the word, and the cares of this world, the deceitfulness of riches, and the desires for other things, entering in, choke the word, and it becomes unfruitful. We spent a lot of time talking about the cares of this world. Now we're getting into the deceitfulness of riches. And yesterday I kind of flubbed. I had trouble finding the scripture. Jimmy had to help me find it, but now we know where it's at, so we're going to be going back to it. But let's talk again about the deceitfulness of riches. One of the things that money tries to deceive you about is money tries to deceive you that security comes from money. Okay? And I gave the illustration of myself that there was a time in the life where the Lord actually, I don't know if I got to it, but the Lord actually called me on it and said, have you noticed that your joy and your peace is directly dependent upon what's in your bank account or what you've got coming in? And see, I was deceived by money. I was deceived that my security, that my peace, my joy was in money. And so my peace and my joy depended on how much money I had. Okay? So we began to look at this in 1 Timothy chapter 6, and we looked at verse 10. We're going to go back and look at a couple other verses. It says, for the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, which some, having strayed from the faith in their greediness, have pierced them through with many sorrows. We're going to talk a little bit about this, but and a lot of times people think, well, those billionaires, because this is a big thing today, those billionaires, all they care about is money. You don't know that because you don't know their heart. I see a lot of those guys give away a lot of money. And people say, yeah, but they ought to give it all away. Will you give all yours away? Well, I need it. Maybe they think they need it too. Maybe they're just as deceived as you are. But a lot of times people get this illustration that having money is the same as loving money. And that is not true, because there are people that don't have any money that they think that money would provide security. Listen, I hear what a lot of these people are saying with socialism and all this other stuff. That's a big thing in our nation today. I've heard people say that Jesus was a socialist. He was not. There were many things that he taught that were completely the reverse of socialism. But him that has, to him that has more will be given. But even to him that has not, even what he has will be taken away. What do you do with that? Okay? What do you do with the fact that the Lord has a principle, if you don't work, you don't eat? What do you do with the thing that about that the poor you'll have with you always? What do you do with the fact that do good to all, but especially to those who are of the household of faith? By the way, let me just say this about giving, okay? And let me be clear about this. First off, I don't mind you asking me to give if you're giving yourself. One of the things I have a problem is when these candidates tell me they want to take money from me and give it to someone else, and yet when I look at their giving records, they don't give themselves. That's wrong. That is evil. Pure and simple is to take somebody out what somebody else has because you want it, or to take what somebody else has and give it to somebody else, but you yourself. People say, well, the government should do all this. Before the government does it, why don't you lead us by example and take of what you have? Terry and I, we give away between 20 and 40% of our income away. And we are not millionaires. We're not billionaires. I don't even know if we're 100,000-aires. I don't know. But the thing of it is that when I ask you to become a partner with Curto and Ministries, we partner with Curto and Ministries. Last year, we were the biggest partner that Curto and Ministries had. Okay? But you hear all these people that they want to take. They think that money is the solution. And let me get back to this. If we just gave these people money, if we just gave these homeless people money, then they wouldn't be homeless anymore. You are kidding yourself. I've ministered to so many homeless people who wanted to be homeless. That was what they wanted. They didn't want to live in a house. They didn't want the obligations. The reason they're homeless is to spend it on drugs. Now, to the people, listen, if you got a single mom who has kids and she's in that situation because she lost her job, I have no problem helping that. I have no problem providing resources. I think there ought to be more than just money, though. There needs to be teach them how to believe God for their finances. You need to teach them how to budget. There's all these other different things. I believe in the families. But a lot of these people, if you would actually go talk to them, people say, well, you need to have compassion. My compassion for them is this. They need to have a heart change so that the drugs don't control them, their own fear doesn't control them, the fear of responsibility, the fear that has to happen first, or money is not going to help. Let me ask you that are listening. Have you ever given a loved one came and said, I need money, I need this for that. You gave them the money and it didn't help at all. 6 weeks later, they're in the exact same situation. Money is not the solution to every problem. It tries to tell you it is. That's part of the deceitfulness of riches. Money will solve it, but it doesn't. But again, if you're going to ask me to give my money before you ever go to the government, show me you're giving your money. Show me, demonstrate. Don't just demand I give of mine and you will not give of yours. Show me your true heart in your giving. Show me that. And listen, this is not a Democrat or Republican issue. There was a gentleman during the last election who he claimed to be a Christian and he claimed that he served God and all this other stuff. And they brought out that he was not a tither. Okay, well then, please don't claim to serve God and you don't give into the kingdom of God. Because where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Okay. By the way, I think that's still a principle today with all these people who want socialism and stuff. Here's the thing. Listen, I've ministered in a lot of socialistic countries. I can tell you it does not work. There's a reason those people want out of there. There's a reason that people want to come to the United States. It's not because we're a socialistic country. It's because we're a land of equal opportunity. Not outcome, but opportunity. By the way, socialism does not promise equal outcome. All you have to do is go to a socialistic country, and you'll see that the people that are in control have all the money, and the people that are on the bottom rung do not have money, nor will ever get money. And money won't solve the problem issue, because there's a problem with the people at the top. They have all the money, but there's still a problem. What is the problem? Their heart. And if you can be at the bottom of it, and you can still be in love with money, thinking, if I just had money, this would solve my problem. It's not true. It is the deceitfulness of riches. And when people are constantly promising just to give you your money, I don't need you to give me money. That's not the only thing I need you to give me. I need your heart. I need your help. I need your wisdom. Are you with me? Now, in ministry, do we ask people to give us money? Yes, for your benefit and for the ministry. That's the way that God created the system. But more than anything else, I'd like your heart. I'd like you to be praying for me. I'd like you to be standing with me. I am not deceived. Listen, everybody that's listening to me right now could send me $100,000, and that wouldn't solve all my problems. It wouldn't solve health and healing. It wouldn't solve peace and joy. Because listen, you can have multitudes of money, and we'll talk about this tomorrow, but you can have all the money in the world, and that doesn't bring peace. This is the lie of money. This is the love of money. If I just had more, if I just had your money, my money, I'm going to not touch it. If I just had your money. It's the root of all kinds of evil. It destroys you. And see, right now, if you've been sitting around thinking that money was your solution, it isn't. Jesus is your solution. By the way, right now, if you need a miracle, even if it's financial, God wants to help you. God wants to help you right where you are. You know, I'm going to pray with you right now that you receive the miracle that you need. But listen, let me explain to you. If you think it's money, right now it might get you over a hurdle. But one of the miracles you need is wisdom in regards to money, health or healing. People say, well, if I just had the money, I could get the surgery. Why not just get healed? Right where you are, I want you to fix your mind on Jesus. I want you to think about what it is, the miracle that you have need of. In the name of Jesus, receive your miracle right now. I believe that the power of God is flowing out of me to wherever you are right now to effect a change, not just in your finances, but in your mind, in your heart, in your family. Receive that miracle right now in Jesus' name. Michael's going to tell you how to write us and tell us about it, but we believe you have your miracle. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
Your success and happiness is very important to all of us here at Kurt Owen Ministries. That is why we invite you to send us any prayer requests that are important to you. Kurt Owen personally prays, along with a full team of prayer partners here at Kurt Owen Ministries, for any and all of your prayer requests that we receive. If you would like us to add our faith to yours regarding anything that you would like to ask the Father for, simply write it down and send it to us either by email at connect@kurtowen.com or send a regular letter to Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Center Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. Let me repeat that. Email is connect@kurtowen.com. Regular address is Kurt Owen Ministries, 10380 Southwest Village Drive, Port St. Lucie, Florida, 34987. When we receive it, we will talk with God about it with the expectation that He is faithful to His word. In Matthew 18:19, He says, if we here on earth agree regarding anything we should ask, He will do it for us. That is what we will do, so you will be able to expect your prayer to be answered. We would love to pray for your specific prayer requests. God Almighty is excited about you learning how to really know and believe the amazing love that God has for you. We encourage you to listen to these teachings over and over. Remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. Kurt Owen would like to offer you a free download of the first session of a recent Knowing and Believing the Love of God conference. He would also like to send you a daily Hearing from God devotional. To receive your free downloads, simply go to KurtOwen.com. Check with this station's programming guide for the times that Victory is Assured broadcast with Kurt Owen can be heard every weekday. Remember, Jesus is risen and victory is assured.
West of Old England, a WCNO corporate underwriter, has equestrian and western wear from head